hours to protect on Beat.
Have you thought about the amount of time that you spend in the shower, sitting under the hot water as it sets you up for the day? Well, my Beat colleagues have.
So on a school morning, work morning, because the time I get up at, I'd say this morning I was less than 4 minutes in the shower because I stayed in bed too long, but less than 5 minutes on a weekday morning. And then you get a treat at the weekend where you really lather yourself up and you might do 15 minutes, you know?
I would say daily shower, maybe five minutes, unless the water starts to go cold before that. But if I'm washing my hair and all of that crack, probably about 25 minutes. I just love having a shower. It's so cozy and warm. So if I could stay in all day, I would.
Oh, okay. So it depends. So like a daily shower, like 2 minutes. But then if you're doing like the NCT shower where you have to like wash your hair and put a hair mask in and do the purple shampoo, could be anything up to like 15, maybe 20.
It depends on the shower. Like if we're talking the full NCT shower, that could take anything from 10 to 15 minutes, you know, because there's many different areas or crevices that maybe need to be managed, doing the gardening, you know how it is. But I'd have the conditioner and the hair at the same time. But I could equally also spend 2 minutes in the shower.
Wow.
Just quick freshen up.
The things I'm learning about my colleagues today.
Make me sweat, make me hotter, make me lose my breath.
The average time spent in the shower is 8 minutes, and most showers use about 7.5 litres of water per minute. Water has a carbon footprint because it needs to be pumped, treated and delivered. So if you cut your shower to 4 minutes, you can save up to 340 kilograms of carbon dioxide per year, as well as cutting your bills. Practicing sustainability in the bathroom can start through water conservation, reducing your length of showers, turning off the tap while brushing your teeth or while shaving. But you can also up your eco game in the smallest room in the house, yes, that's the bathroom, by having a look at the products you use.
It can be literally full of plastic.
That's Jenny Stokes. She runs County Tipperary's only refill shop, the Zero Waste Marketplace on Anglesey Street in Clonmel.
But it's also one of the easiest places to start if you want to start eliminating plastic from your home, because there are so many simple changes and nearly effortless zero waste swaps that you can do that'll help you to reduce the amount of waste that's going into your bathroom or eliminating them altogether, you know.
So let's start with our teeth.
You know, plastic toothbrushes, you know, in every colour under the sun in the supermarkets. And upwards of 2 billion plastic toothbrushes end up in landfill or in the ocean every year. And like when you think about it, every plastic toothbrush that was ever created since the invention of them in the 1930s, they still exist. You know, plastic just doesn't break down. It stays in the environment for a very, very, very long time. And it's really easy to replace it. So that'd be, you know, the first thing you could do is when your toothbrush needs replacing, replace it with a bamboo one because it's biodegradable. It'll break down naturally in your compost.
And back to the shower. Have a think about all the products you have in there.
So, yeah, you're going to have your shampoo bottles, your conditioning, hair conditioner bottles, your shower gel, your maybe a plastic loofah, but all these things can be replaced. So, you know, you can, there's solid shampoo bars and solid conditioner bars that are actually made with natural products and they'll actually last longer as well. Or you have the alternative, if you come into my shop, for example, or another shop like mine, that you can bring in your existing plastic bottle and just refill it. So you're not buying new plastic all the time.
You can also swap out the type of razor you use, especially if it's a disposable one. It's estimated that up to 2 billion disposable razors end up in landfill every year.
So safety razors instead of your disposable razors, you know, so you just invest in a safety razor. And then all you have to do is just replace the blade and that's it.
By making some small changes, practicing mindful consumption and embracing minimalism in the bathroom, you can significantly reduce waste. And that means less plastic ending up in landfills, creating greenhouse gas emissions and less water being used, which again will reduce your carbon footprint. So by making just a few changes in your bathroom, you can take some significant climate action. So set your timer and enjoy that 4 minute shower.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.